Can you hear me?
Yes, how's it going, Chris?
Hang on a second, I'm okay, my voice, anyway. Yeah, I'm doing okay, just tired. I felt a whole bunch of the energy and cosmic shifts today and did work and...
Yes, you want to tell me about that?
Because
why not?
Well, I'm going to tell you, just give me a moment, just feeling a little bit flustered, but I'm okay.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling a little ill on my side as well. I just came back from a little wedding down south, and I've been, if you can tell my voice, it's very congested right now, so yeah, that's Yikes. Why I sound this way. But I'm good enough to talk with you, so yeah, tell me, what's been going on with you, like, with all the, yeah, just tell me.
Well, everything continuing on with the Dementia Merge and all the other events related to and so on and so forth, and further upgrading my body and my energy and all that, it's still a major, major process. And it's like my auras and my consciousness has literally been able to expand to the size of our total complete universe, and that's counting both halves, you know, between 1218 and C197, and it's just still a process. I'm still working on and formatting with removing the veil between our two halves of the universe.
Yeah, you talked to me about like your upgrade and how you faring out in that, because it sounded like a couple days ago when I first DM'd you, it sounded like you were really having it was like a long process or what. Of you doing that.
Yeah, it's been a long, long process. So I'm getting used to, between me astral projecting into space, essentially taking place of what Jacob Sockness would call the grand design of the entire universe.
What is Jacob Sockness up to now?
I haven't looked at his page in a long time.
Well, he's a little... Come on, Chris. You and I both know that Jacob's a little... Beep, boop. Beep, boop.
Yeah.
I mean,
the validity aside, he is quite cuckoo in his own right.
Well, that's part of why I think he's funny, but he's like this kind of guy that I would watch from my perspective, but I wouldn't want to get close to him in real life. In fact... last month or so, I think it was like late April, I went to his place in the Tenderloin in San Francisco. Oh my god, that neighborhood is terrible. Like, it's one of the worst neighborhoods I've ever been to. Like, it's so dangerous. It's literally no wonder why Sockness lives there.
Yeah, especially considering the curious spell casting he's done over the years in that neck of the woods.
Yeah. So, can you explain to me about, like, Barbie-chan?
Oh, what? It's just Barbara, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Barbie-chan is Barbara. Yeah, how's your mother doing?
Yeah, she's doing okay. We're doing pretty good. She actually felt like doing some work today. We had a bunch of boxes and stuff stored behind the bar.
Well, Chris,
And we cleared out a bunch of the non-picturesque boxes and trash. We cleared them out. That filled a few trash bags. We cleared that out. It was good. She had the energy to do it, so that was good.
So I want to ask you about some things, okay?
All right.
It's more of like about like your relationship with the other members of the group. Because, you know them a lot longer than I have, and I was wondering, I was even talking with Sylvia, like, before I decided to get on the call with you, because I really wanted to ask you questions about, like, Bismuth. So, what is your history like with Bismuth? Like, when did you first meet him, and how would you, like, describe him, like, when you first met him for the first time, and how did... the relationship between you two have grown, because then I'll get to my relationship with Bismuth and then sort of, I don't know, just giving you some updates on what's been happening.
Okay, well, when Bismuth and Kyle approached me and invited me to the place, man, how long ago has it been? Like, I'd say nearly 2 years ago now, something like that, give or take. Man, I just have my brain on everything else. Anyway, it was a pleasant approach. Bismuth was quite simply easy to talk with. He has like a good demeanor and whatnot, and he had that back then as well. Although obviously, I've managed to get along better with Bismuth, and then obviously we had the recent paradigm shift because somebody in the group leaked what we talked about on the Discord into Kiwi Farms. Yeah, and then aside from that, yeah, and Kyle, just fair and smart at the start, but then nowadays it's like I can't stand him.
Yeah. And behind the scenes, Chris, I think he's very mean. Like, even to me. Like, oh my God. Like, if you knew Nova, like, behind the scenes, like, whew, he's a piece of work. That's how I'll say it. That's how I'll say it, nicely, without, like, insulting him.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate how smart he is, but he like takes it to a near, but not matching or beyond, but near Trump narcissism levels.
Wow. And Chris, you see, Nigel Uno, right? Or you remembered him?
Yeah, I remember him.
He left the place a while back, but like, man, he also did not get along with it's sort of like an on and off thing between them. I mean, they always had debates with each other, but like literally, they had a lot of disagreements to the point where they actually started insulting each other. And Nigel is just like, wow, this guy is an asshole. He's very difficult to really talk to. Like, I mean, it really depends on his mood. There are times when he's like in a good mood. There's like times where he's like really in a depressed mood. I mean, he's a very unpredictable guy.
Definitely.
And that's why it's very difficult for me to actually talk with him.
Yeah, I mean, I give them as reasonable answers as possible, and within my experiences and my ever expanding level of intelligence as well, with my link with the cosmos and everything, and all my little interdimensional experiences, and talking to my self counterparts and everything. But I just feel like he just keeps pressing on and on and on about me, and I just feel like he's definitely not seeing the big picture as easily as he could be, or about as deep as I do. I mean, but then again, it's from my perspective. Unless you're really uber enlightened and have ascension, and essentially gone down to hell and come back up a few, gone downhill and got out of there a few times, and yeah.
So getting back to Bismuth though, like what do you overall think of him? Because it sounds like your perspective of him is very positive. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd say Bismuth in general is a good guy.
What about Megan? Because Megan seems to be very like iffy with you nowadays. But how do you feel about her?
Iffy with me? Just because well, I tend to interpret that just from my absence in the group and just not talking with her as much as I used to, but then just circumstances change, and I've just been feeling like I'm more needed offline than I am online. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's nothing against her personally, and please relay that message to her on my behalf.
Yes, of
And
course.
so second, I apologize on not having talked with her as much as I could. And it's like, yeah, but just I can empathize and feel with her, like, where's Chris? Why haven't she been on for all this time? What's going on? And then all that, but then of course, as you all know, I've been doing all the meditating and interdimensional work and everything. It gets really extensive and tiring and so on and so forth. And, you know, this is why I, even though I get the hay about midnight or so, I sleep in, I tend to sleep until around noon. So it's like my body, it's just like my body needs to rest while I am working in projection and manifestation and all that. And then I come back to my body, my body's more rested, but then my fatigue kicks in, and then it's like mixing a half full battery with a completely charged battery when you're putting those two batteries into an item.
I mean, I don't blame you for sleeping a little bit late, because I would do that. I mean, I would go as far as to, like, staying up until, like, 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, and then just getting up around, like, 11 or 12, like, 12, like, in the afternoon, or, like, 11 a.m. in the morning. I mean, that's a little late. I mean, sometimes if I'm really, like, knocked out, I wouldn't get up until, like, 1 p.m. Like, it's something with me. Like, COVID has really wrecked my sleep schedule, and hopefully that will get resolved soon. Now that things are being reopened up here back in Cali.
Yeah, but then I'm also affected by the witching hours. I mean, it would be for most, like, you know, witching hour, which is about 3 or 4 a.m., but for me, it tends to be like 4 hours going from midnight to 4 a.m. or so. Sheesh. And it just, like, you know, it would keep me up for a while, even after taking, like, 2 melatonin gummies at midnight.
Now, Chris, there is something that I would like to also mention, okay? So this sort of revolves around, like, your past, okay? Like, long ago, okay? We're talking about, like, the time when you first became discovered, all right? This was around, like, the late 2000s, and I'm sure you remember the miscreants, Clyde Cash, and obviously those group of college-aged, if not, like, late high school-aged trolls. I've been hearing rumors that among the miscreants, or at least among those people that were in some of the mumble calls, Bismuth was there. And he did speak a few times, but his voice was a little different back then because he was a little younger. But I heard he was there, and there were even moments, like even in Geno Samuel's Christian Comprehensive History, which is about you, of course, in the early parts of the VC, like in the uncut version, the one that got banned off YouTube, there is a, I think there was like a very, like you could barely hear, but it was him. I could clearly tell it was him. So I was just wondering if you were aware in any chance of Bismuth being a former troll. I mean, I guess from your perspective, like he's redeemed because he felt guilty about taking part of the things that he's done in the past. But yeah, I just wanted to put it out there that he used to be a troll. But I guess he's better. I guess he treats you better now.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are like that with me these days, including Joshua Moon. So obviously, yeah. Not totally surprised, not a big deal, and yeah, I'm cool with business. It's like, you know, if anything, he was like from as much as I knew of what he actually did back then, and I can psychically tell, yeah. His role was rather minor compared to everybody else.
I mean, yeah, he was talking, I guess, with the PVCC. You know that infamous forum, right? That liked to talk about you, right? And then there was, the man in the pickle suit, or Marvin.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nowadays, though, Marvin just, he just doesn't care, and he feels that it was time for him to move on. I mean, it's amazing that the man in the pickle suit, of all people, he cares about you, even though he used to troll you back then. It's amazing, right?
It is quite humbling, and I appreciate it very much. I appreciate everybody who's come back around after having done considerable mistreatment upon me over the years. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Now, Chris, you know, there's another thing I think you need to know about, all right?
Okay.
So, this is very difficult to sort of process, because I've been dealing with a lot of stress lately, and it's just like, this is the reason why I wanted to talk with you, because I didn't know who I could go to for help, and it's a very difficult situation I'm in. And I think you're the only one, or actually, before we get to that, because I know it's a difficult subject. How do you feel about the group, like the Watchmen? Because I'm sure you've seen on the Quickie already. Like, how do you feel about the group overall? Like, do you think it works? Do you think it has done its job? Like, how do you feel? Because there were times where the Watchmen seemed to have disagreed with your decisions. Like, for example, you've seen Nova and Megan, how they acted towards Kaidan and Praetor,
Yeah.
right? Like, how do you feel about the group overall? Because it seems like the only person in the group that really didn't really care too much what Praetor was doing was Anaxes, who I'm sure you recall Nova kicked out.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you feel about the group, like overall?
I feel like the Watchmen did an adequate job during their time, at least so far and so forth. They did an adequate job. They did what they did, and they're doing what they're doing, so on and so forth. I have been keeping watch over them, at least from the spiritual perspective. So, definitely know what they've done. Even though it's not totally conscious of me right now, that'd be a whole bunch of information I'd have to re-download from my backup save files within the cosmos.
Do you think they've done good things, bad things? Like, what do you think?
I'd say they've done mostly good things.
And what were those good things?
It's hard to be specific, but
I mean, for one, we rescued you from Jacob Sockness.
oh yeah, there was that.
Now, what about, I mean, like, is there anything else that we did that you would owe us for? Or do you don't recall?
It's hard to recall right now.
Okay, it's fine. Are there any bad things they've done, though?
Not they're too easily remembered. So,
I mean,
I'd say they've. I'd say I don't blame them for anything too bad they may have done, and I would have forgiven them by now if they did. So. Yeah, they're pretty much good guys, so
Well,
I appreciate them.
at least the good parts of the Watchmen.
Yeah.
But like, here's the thing, Chris. I had a very difficult time, like thinking lately because I didn't know how you would process it, and I'm really worried like what you do because people like tend to criticize you for like overreacting and like over-exaggerating things a lot. I mean, I sort of get the same complaints from other people too. But like, here's the thing. And I'm gonna explain this to you in full detail, right? Now, keep this between you and me for now, right? Until I feel the time is appropriate, okay? And here's the thing. I want to ask for your consent, at least for this part of RVC to be recorded, because this is very important. And your word matters, Chris. The fate of the Watchmen literally rests in your hands. You're the reason why they exist, and you're the reason why they have any legitimacy, okay? So I want you to listen very closely, and hopefully by the time I'm done telling you everything about what recently just happened, like, again, we'll just have to wait and see, right?
All
So
right. Well, for the first part, I offer my consent on recording, and I'll keep this mainly just between us until further notice, and then you're on the radio with Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
okay. So, Chris, now you know that Bismuth has a Kiwi Farms account, right? Well, not anymore. You want to know what happened? He got banned. He got banned by Joshua Connormone. And you want to know why?
Why?
He was accused by Josh of making like sock accounts, basically like alternative accounts, and using them to like sort of like up his own post, like giving himself like positive like ratings. And people don't really like that because then it just makes them look like they cannot seem to get handle banter or criticism. And he was also accused of advertising like websites that Josh didn't want to be featured on his website. Now, even though I disagree with Josh in that regard, I think he has every right to not allow said site to be linked. But that's just Josh, okay? And I respect his overall like decision to do that. But so what happened was is Bismuth got banned from the Kiwi Farms because of that, and him and I, like, we co-own a Discord server. I'm not gonna name it, but him and I co-own a server. And what happened was is these group of people, like, they were like trolls that were like going like after him because he made a thread like on the Kiwi Farms that was not very good. Like, it was terrible, like garbage writing. He didn't put like local archives in there. He just sort of like he thought he could just leave up the rest of the job to the rest of the forum, and people were not having it. Like, they were lambasting him, and it's just like the way he was handling the criticism was just terrible. And it's because of that Josh decided to step in, and he's like, "All right, man, enough is enough. I'm banning you. You and all of your alternative accounts." Because at the time he had like three accounts on Kiwi Farms. There was Knot, which is like one of his other aliases or nicknames. There was Death of Chans, which I think was changed to Nanashi. And then there was like this account, I guess, like with this dot and I think comma, I think. Like, I don't know. It was like a very oddly named account. So all of them got banned. And what ends up happening, like, after that, okay, was that what he ended up doing was, I guess, yeah, he was saddened about it. I mean, I even asked Megan on like how he was feeling because I wanted to make sure like he was okay. Megan told me that he was upset, but like he seemed to be doing fine, I guess. And for a while, I thought, okay, he's obviously going to be angry for a while at Josh, but in the long run, though, I was confident that he would get over it and he would just like start all over again from scratch, and I don't know, he would just recover and just sort of forget about it or move on. That's what I at least thought, because you know me and Bismuth very well. We've been very close. We were like basically like brothers for 2 years, right? So what ends up happening next is that one day he just disappears from the Discord server that we co-owned, and I guess I don't see him again for a while. And what ends up happening next is I see this account on Kiwi Farms called Nightmare. In fact, you know what, Chris? Are you on your phone right now by any chance? Like, what are you using at the moment?
I'm using the iPhone.
Oh, okay. So, Chris, now beware. The following that you're about to see is very disturbing material. I hope
Now,
you
hang
can
on a
handle it.
second. I gotta put you on speaker then, or at least try to figure out
Okay.
how this works. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So, Chris. So, this is what happened, all right? So I found this account on Kiwi Farms called Nightmare, and it just showed up in Randy Stare's Kiwi Farms thread. And I know you've been sort of into Randy lately, and I find it funny, but it's okay. You can be whatever you want in like into. But so what happened is, this account shows up. Do you see it? So here's the thing. When a line is like crossed, okay, like on a Kiwi Farms profile, it usually means that account is banned. And if you want to know why this account known as Nightmare was banned, it was because it was a sock of somebody else. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who did it belong to? And I'm about to show you who it belongs to, okay? So now here's the second screenshot. The first thing I noticed that was very sketchy was the fact that this account was lurking in a thread that Not made. And this thread was about like some obscure like Star Wars like live streamer named Rika, like Rika Fag or like Mr. Cynical. And yeah, he was just lurking in the thread, and obviously he wasn't gonna do much there, but like this particular person was checking on it. Now at first, like, you're gonna be like, "Oh, so what's the big deal?" Well, we have to get to the nitty-gritty. This is probably going to be the most difficult part of the call that I didn't really want to discuss, but I have to discuss it with you.
Go ahead.
So, this account, Just give me a moment. This account posted this in the Randy Steer thread. It's been long deleted by now by Josh, but look at this. This person doxed me. This person doxed me. And at first, like, because here's the thing, like, I have, like, other screenshots, I think, of this person doing such a thing, and some of them are long deleted now by Kiwi Farms, but I managed to save a couple before the account got banned. But, see, as you could tell, this individual doxed me, and you agree that's a terrible thing, right?
Yes.
What ends up happening next was I did a little investigation, like, afterwards. And at first, I thought it was some people that I really pissed off in the past. Like, I thought it was, like, this crazy woman. Like, I won't give her her name. But she was, like, a very insane woman that, for some reason, thought, oh, you're cyberbullying me and my daughter. And I was like, what? What did I do? And I was just constructively criticizing. Like, it was stupid. Like, it was ridiculous. And this person ended up doxing me, like, on 9chan. But I obviously won't go into further details, because that's irrelevant information. So yeah, this person ends up doxing me in September 2020, and I just sort of, like, just let it die off, because no one cared about it. And that site is also dead. So, it didn't matter. So, again, I continue with my independent investigation, along with a few couple other people who I won't directly name, but the signs are very grim on who the person responsible was. So the next screenshot that I want to show you is this person, this nightmare person, like, sort of, like, posting other threads, but also the formatting and the typing style, okay? Because I know how Bismuth and Not, or Not types it, right?
Right.
And look at this. You know, you notice how Nightmare uses, like, the A format? Like, when, like, I guess he's, like, using this thing, like, look at it, if you can. And compare that to Bismuth's post. And this person was also in the same threads as Bismuth. So, this is where I began to realize, oh my god, did Bismuth just fucking backstab me? Like, I didn't want to believe it at first, okay? Now, I know from your perspective, you're skeptical, and I completely understand that. But, and at first, I was like, okay, this can't be real. Obviously, someone must have copy-pasted his style or something like that, or, I don't know, this had to be some troll. But the more I digged, though, and the more stuff that I found, I began to realize, oh my god, I've been betrayed, and this can't be. This dude was my friend of 2 years, and he just does this to me. And I'll share more, because this is fucking disturbing as fuck. And you can tell my voice that I don't know how to process it.
Right, I hear you.
Even to me now, I can't believe it. So, okay, here's a clip. Like, and also look at Nightmare was posting in the Thaddeus McMichael thread. It's like a thread about some other lolcow named Thaddeus McMichael or MathThat0890.
Yeah.
And look at this. Two of Bismuth socks, Death of Chans or Nanashi and Not, were both in the Thaddeus thread along with Nightmare. And, you know, when I see Bismuth and Not type, usually this is how he would say things, because he's black. LOL. Obviously that's all racist, but obviously that's just him. But, yeah. This Nightmare account was also in the Thaddeus McMichael thread, and that also raised some major red flags for me personally. So, now I know what you're thinking, like, how can it get possibly worse, right? Like, how could it be? So, here's the thing. There was this Discord server that he set up, like, after he abandoned the other one that him and I were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got banned from it, like, right after I joined. And I'll give you the screenshots right now. Just give me a moment. I'm taking my sweet time.
Cool.
So this is the Discord server that he made, like after he abandoned the other one that him and I made together, and this was like one of his last chances to prove to me that the guy that he was innocent, that he didn't do anything. So I joined the server and I initially thought, okay, maybe he might allow me in because he had like a little security wall, I think, to prevent like trolls from like going into the server. And for a while, I thought he would invite me in, but guess what?
Didn't?
No, I got banned.
Eesh.
He fucking banned me.
Hmm.
So it was there. I was like, all right, there's one last thing I have to do in order to convince myself that it wasn't him. I decided to hold a VC with him. Megan invited me. In fact, Megan wanted me to talk with Bismuth a few days prior when I was on this trip. It was like on June 18th. I had the conversation say, but I don't think it's relevant to really show you because it's not really enough to really submit anything. But you see, the thing is, she DM'd me and said, "Hey, Kat, Bismuth wanted to talk to you." I chose not to, and she was like, "All right, fine." She sounded like very frustrated or like mad at me a bit, but she didn't wanted to like openly or admit that. So then after that, Chris, so when I came home, it took me a couple days, but like the next day or so, we finally held our VC, and I asked him a lot of questions about the account. And he was very defensive about it. Like he claimed that it wasn't him, and he kept on insisting that like, oh, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. Like he was really defending himself, and because I knew of how critical that call was, I decided to record it, obviously without their consent because I knew very well that they were gonna shit on me if they found out what I was doing. Anyway, to give you context before I show you the clips. I'm gonna like give you like a context like each clip because it's very because I feel like you need to know like in order, right? So anyway, so the first thing I ask him is like, did you do it? And he says, no, I didn't do it. And I'll just share with you the voice clip right now, like once I can find it. I don't know if it will work. Or actually, you know what? I'll just share the screen with you because you're on your phone, right?
Yeah, on my phone.
Okay, that means if I were to share with you the file, that means you would have to download it on your phone. And I'm not gonna do that. I'm smarter than that. So I'll just share the screen.
Actually, I can open up my. I'm gonna open up my iPad, my which
No,
then I
Chris.
can.
Chris, no need. You don't need to do that. You just need to hear what's going on, right?
Right.
So yeah, I'll just share my screen because I have all the files and I can just play them out for you, like out loud. So then you don't have to like download them or anything like that, okay?
That sounds good. I can agree with that.
All right, just give me a second. All right, do you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's begin. So
Hang
the
on.
first So the first thing I ask him is if he did it, if he was responsible for doxing me. He says no, and this is the clip, like sort of him, like discuss that. In fact, I'll actually load up Audacity right now. Just give me a moment. It's gonna load up. It takes a little while, Chris, but.
Yeah.
Like, why did you thought about switching to your iPad? Was it because you could hear better on it, or was it other
Well,
things?
it's like, you would have cop you would have sent the file you were gonna send the files onto Discord so that it's like, as opposed to me hearing it on the phone here with the risk of losing you in that transaction, I could pull up my dis my account my Discord on my iPad and play the files from there.
Okay, Chris. So this is the first audio clip from the VC, okay?
Right.
This is how the people at Onion Farms, when you know, the people at LolCow.org were over at Onion Farms, this is how they doxed Trombonista.
No.
Like, remember, Oki was somewhat disgraced.
You don't hear it?
Yeah, I'm not hearing it.
Just give me a second. Let me try if I can...
This is how the people at
Onion
Farms, when you know, the people at LolCow.org were over at Onion Farms, this is how they doxed Trombonista.
Yes or no?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay, maybe I need to switch to, let me think about this. Maybe I could load the files and then play it from my PC, and then, yeah, I'll see if you can hear it. Yeah, just give me a moment, all right?
All right.
All right, let's try this again, all right?
Okay.
This is how the people at Onion Farms, when you know, the people at LolCow.org were over at Onion Farms,
yes
this
or no?
is how they doxed Trombonista. Like, remember...
I heard something, but it was very, very quiet.
What are your settings right now?
Hang on, let me get my iPad. I'll put up Discord on there and I'll
play the track. Maybe you should switch to your iPad, okay?
Yeah, I still have you on the phone. I'm going to keep you on the phone.
And then you'll switch to the iPad once you get it hooked, set up, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to try to play the file from the iPad. Get there. Give it a moment. That's the 19-3. What other options do I have? More? Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, I like that. You don't want me to do that. You don't want me to do that. Alright, let's see. Try opening iTunes U then. Okay, trying. Something happened. There's a thought.
All right.
Yeah, okay, it's not letting me play. The only options I have are, like, saving the file, and I know you don't want me to save the file.
Because that would take longer.
Yeah.
That would take longer.
But yeah, like, plus you don't need...
But let me know if you can hear, like, some of these audio files, all right?
Right.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Say yes or no if you can hear the file, right?
This is how the people at Onion Farms, when you know, the people at LolCow.org were over at Onion Farms,
no.
This is how they doxed Trombonista.
Well,
like, remember,
okay, no. No, I'm not hearing anything if you're playing it right now. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, I have another idea. Maybe I could play it from my phone. So then you can, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, you know what? I'll actually do that. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people about this, Chris, and they all couldn't believe what they were hearing.
I hear you.
No, it's not just that, but, like, Chris, this is a serious, like, thing.
I definitely hear that in your voice, so yes, it is very serious.
All right, where is it? Where is it? All right, let's try this again. All right?
Okay. Right.
I'm going to turn up my phone as loud as I can, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, so this is him denying that he did anything.
This is how the people at
Onion Farms, or when, you know, the people of LolCow.org were over at Onion Farms, this is how they doxed Trombonista. Oh, like, remember, he was somewhat disgraced at the time, and they used his identity to say, like, oh, he's the one who doxed him. So that's what they did here, is my guess.
Do you anything?
Between that and lore, that's my
guess. I'm hearing it.
I like this.
I don't think lore did anything. I mean, like I said, I talked to Diana, and she said this is not something that lore would do.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to put it on push on voice activity, right? This is just so it can make it easier for you. Because I'm on push to talk. Okay. I'm on push to talk right now. But say, yeah, that's the first one. So yeah, you could hear that he denies it, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
So, okay, that clip sounds like nothing. You agree, right?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Now, the next clip I'm about to show you is even more disturbing. So this is where I ask him about, like, so this is him, like, when I asked him, like, about, like, oh, you know what? I should share with you the screenshots, by the way. So I actually asked Joshua Connor Moon on Kiwi Farms privately in DMs if it was him that did it. Anyone know what Josh said?
He said no.
I wish.
Hmm.
You want to see screenshots, Chris?
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
Hmm.
You're going to be in for a shock.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
You see it?
Oh. Yeah, I see it.
So this is what Josh says, and I quote, I'm aware of his other alts, and then I ask, P.S., dude has been going insane lately because of you banning him and his socks and the community on the other side that he's been shilling on here, shitting on him. I don't know if you lurk, redacted, but he's being lambasted for his decision makings. Josh then says, report instances of that. Is he DMing people? And then Josh says, oh, yeah, I see the report. I already warned him not to. Yeah, mate, right. I know I banned him. Thanks. I already told you I knew it was him because he was getting a little annoyed. So, yeah. That's Joshua Moon saying that was Bismuth.
Right.
So, now I know what you're thinking. Can it possibly get any worse than that? Well, how do I say this? Yeah, it can get worse. So as the call progressed, I asked him about, like, the Discord server, and that he was in, that Discord server I just showed you earlier that I got banned from, and
yes.
He was lying. I mean, I'll play it right now, because you're not going to believe how much he lied in this one. Like, oh my God. Again, just give me time because I gotta download it.
Yep.
So then I can play it on the speaker.
Right, and after you press play, just don't ask me if I can hear it or not. If I can't hear it, I'll tell you, but I'm believing that I'm going to be able to hear this one as well.
Okay, gotcha.
I was watching movies with Pluto.
In which server?
In Google Hangouts.
Oh, really? You were just in Google Hangouts?
Yeah, you're streaming. Been hanging out with him and Jonathan. It's like, they're, you know, I can trust them.
So my question is why haven't you invite me to the server, like, right after such, or whatever? Like, why didn't you invite me to any of those? Where you figured that, oh, he's not interested or what? Or he's too busy doing his thing?
So since you're being progressive.
I don't have anything to set up. Like I said before, I nuked the Neat server. I'm not going to create another server where people are just going to collect info on me.
And that's the end of that recording. Now, Chris, let's be honest.
Right.
He lied! He does have another server!
And I actually do hear the lying in his voice. I hear it.
Oh my goodness, you do?
Yes.
Ooh. Now, the next recording that I'll show you, or that I'll share with you, is then like a little lecture thing, okay? Now, okay. Beware that there's going to be some names that you're not aware of, so I just wanted to point that out. So, yeah, I'll play the next recording. But yeah, you could tell that he's feeling cornered, and yeah, like he knows that something is up. Like he knows that I'm closing in. So yeah, I'll save it to the files, like, give me a moment, because you know how iPhones like to take a while to, like, save things. All right, just give me a moment, and it should pop up. Like, come on. I'm sure it's here now. Oh, here it is.
I mean, not... is the house with no doors dead? Like, will you ever come back to it, or should I nuke it?
I mean, OP, it's your server. There. It's your server. Do with it what you want. Like,
I mean, if no one is gonna really mess around with it, I might as well just nuke it. But at the same time, though, I don't know. I just kind of miss having an activity there. It was a fun place to hang out with before all this drama happened. At the time, but yeah, didn't you say something about, like, dressing up or what? And, I don't know, just to spice things up? Unless you were just shitposting.
You're hard on for Anon is showing.
Yeah, dude, like, I don't want to tell you anything, dude. Like, you go around telling OP that I'm in love with you. Fuck you, dude. I'm not telling you shit, like... fucking, like, infer weird shit, and when I tell you, like, I'll tell you things word for fucking word, and you go and repeat it, but, you know, you completely miss out on the context, or you completely, like, misrepresent what I said, so I'm not telling you shit anymore. Like, go find out shit with your lolcow buddies.
I see, I understand. I mean, dude, I even wanted to sort of help you out, like, even, like, because I didn't want to take the stance that I'm sort of taking now. I really did not.
Dude, the reason why I nuked my account is because, like, when I was just watching everything go down the server, you literally pointed me out to play gang.
What? Were they in the house?
Yes. Who do you think Cliff Joakim Wallace is?
I never heard.
All those accounts that jumped in there?
I never heard, and I thought you'd ban them or something.
What happened?
But, like, why didn't you take, like cautionary measures, though? Like, at the time, like, yeah, obviously locking down
because
the server.
Because I thought I could fucking trust you.
I mean, you had Janny powers. Like, we had some people that had Janny powers in there to ban people. Like, I literally had no clue who these people were. I mean, literally, I'm serious. I'd never heard of the plate game before, and I never really cared until, well, this thing happened. And that threat got you banned, I believe.
And that's the end of that one. So, what he's accusing me of is that I was the one responsible for bringing in all these group of trolls to raid his server. Mm. Now, Chris, listen very closely. I don't know anything about the plate gain. You don't know anything or care about the plate gain. I didn't know anything. And these random people that just came into the server, I mean, I thought it was a little weird, but I didn't care. And I thought... they were just going to come in and just simply, I don't know, they were just going to come and go. And yeah, just do that. But no. And he didn't even ban them. Like, that's like another thing that he should have done. Like, if you're going to deal with trolls, just ban them. Ban them from the server. Sure, people are going to, like, crap on you for banning them, but that's your decision to make. If someone is harassing you, you ban them, you block them, or you ignore them. It's that simple. Like what,
yes.
Like what you do. Why doesn't he do what you did? Like, at least, because Chris, you've been the victim of trolling for, like, a whole decade now. And at this point, you're pretty much immune. Like, it's amazing that you're still on the internet to begin with. I'm still getting used to being criticized by trolls, but, man... I cannot believe he accused me of being a part or helping out a group of people that I literally never heard of. Like, I literally just don't get it. So anyway, the next clip I want to now share with you is him, basically, this was the part where, this is like the most upsetting part of the whole call. This was basically the part where I began to realize deep down that, oh my God, this guy absolutely betrayed me. You could tell in my voice.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm hearing it. I believe you very much. I really do.
All right, give me a moment. Because once we're done...
I can tell you're just very honest and sincere, and I can just... I totally sense it.
Good. I'm glad you care, Chris. I appreciate it all day, every day. So,
certainly.
Here's the next clip. This was where I was really upset.
I never wanted to go after you. I never did. Like, dude, you and I have been working together for 2 years. You've been there for me.
It kind of reminds me of the situation where you went directly to Crimson and started telling them about the CWC shirt.
I'm still fucking complaining. Oh no, my one Jewish friend.
Oh no!
But not like, you have been one of my bestest friends on the internet for 2 years. Like, I owe you a lot. I appreciate you for being there for me even when Meowser was gone. I appreciate you being there when Lore doxed me. Like I have so many things to thank you for.
For one, I told you that was a terrible fucking idea.
Like, literally.
And for two, are you seriously accusing someone out of convenience?
No, I just...
Why not?
I don't know what's going on right now. Like,
I mean, you just accused him of, like, doxing you, and he told you he didn't.
And then called him the cool person.
We pointed out several times people who probably could have done it.
My question is, who could have done it then? If it wasn't him, who set him up?
My money's on OP.
OP, Sig Sev, any of them. Literally, even APC at this point, like...
Dude, you have a YouTube account. It connects to your personal information. It would not be that hard for them to...
And that's the end of that one.
Hmm.
What do you think of that one?
Yeah, that was intense.
What could you tell from the tone of my voice in that one?
I could definitely tell your sincerity and your... and definitely your appreciation for... You know, for... Everybody and the friend and Bismuth and whatnot. It's just, I hear you and I hear them. Just, that was a lot.
Now, the next clip was when I told him about Josh telling me that it was him. And this one is where it did not, I mean, his answers were really not helping. That's all I'll say. Like, his reaction to when I told him that Josh told me that it was him, like, his reaction is just unbelievable.
Hmm. I'm certain.
Again, give me a moment because there needs to be time to load.
Yeah.
All right, now this is the next clip.
Tell me... the truth about what
there's not speculation on it. Like, I get you want to believe it, and APC has a huge boner for me because, like, I told him the truth. He failed dox somebody and failed dox to Persona, so he's had a huge hard on and, like, trying to sniff down my other stocks and stuff. So, like, it is what it is. I specifically haven't posted on lolcow.org or anywhere because they literally will pick apart any of my posts, so I just haven't been on there or even on Kiwi for that matter.
I've even been talking to even Josh in DMs. Yes, Noel. And he claims that it was you.
Cool. I know he's very, like, he has no problem with sharing IPs and storing IPs. Tell him to fucking show you, dude. I don't give a fuck.
And yeah, I have also been discussing Yeah, like with a few other people, and most people believe that it was you and not like the other people that have been going after me. And it's just like the thing
is, oh my god, then just you two talk. Don't ruin the goddamn movie.
I mean, if you want to make your case for why you're not the guy that did it,
I don't have to make my case, dude. People already have their mind made up. It wasn't me.
Fucking burden of proof, okay?
You're making a claim. I said it's not me. Show me.
That's the end of that clip.
Right, he was definitely defensive there.
On a scale of 0 to 10, was Bismuth lying? Like, what would you say out of 10? Like, from 0 to not lying to 10, lying.
From what I could tell, in his voice tone, I'm checking.
And Chris, you know, what would you say your score is, like, out of 10? That he's lying? Like, again, to, like, 0, not lying, to 10, he is lying.
I'm getting 7.
So 7 out of 10, right. He's lying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, you could tell that he was really, do you feel like, because here's the thing, Chris, there was, like, a moment, it was, like, a 39 seconds in the call. Remember when I said that Josh told me that it was him? And you notice that, like, 3 to 4 second dead silence?
Yeah.
And even Kyle was like, like, he couldn't believe it. And you notice how Kyle was interrupting the call? And you notice how he was trying to prevent me from, like, continuing to ask Nock questions? Or Bismuth questions?
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You see, I was talking to somebody, and they were analyzing this call themselves. And Chris, listen, they believe, it's pure speculation, but there is a theory that Megan and Kyle had a hand in my doxing. And they believe that what they were doing here, they were trying to gaslight me, they were trying to bully me into silence. Like, they didn't want me to know the truth, or at least they were not going to be honest about it. And, yeah, that's the speculation, is that they were trying to make sure that they would derail the conversation so that I wouldn't know the truth. But man, like, it's fucking unbelievable. So, yeah, the fact that you said 7 out of 10, that Bismuth is lying, that is more than enough. Now I want to share with you the last clip. And this is the last one I'll share with you. But this one is probably the most damning of them all. And Chris,
right.
I want you to be very cautious before you hear this. You are going to be in for a big shock, okay? Like, be very weary of what you're about to hear. And it's, like, one of the most disturbing things he's ever told me. And, like, what he's ever said to me, like, ever. Like, throughout our 2 years together, like, this is the one thing I would never expect him to say to me.
Right.
So, here we go.
I don't care, dude. Make a post about it on Kiwi Farms or join up with the lolcow.org people and add to my thread. I don't give a fuck.
I just want to know the truth. Like, what were you doing?
I didn't dox you, faggot.
What were you doing between...
If you keep pissing me off, I'm going to dox you.
Dude, I already have been.
No, I'm talking big boy doxing.
Wow. Just fucking wow.
Yeah, gee whiz. I mean, he could do a lot worse than big boy doxing, but yeah, that was definitely a level up comparison.
And you know, one time, Kyle said this. Like, I can't fucking believe he would say something like that.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
Listen very closely to me.
Right.
I've been backstabbed by Bismuth, and I'm thinking of leaving the group soon. However, I feel like I'm gonna take something with him before I do just that. And that is by warning you ahead of time. But he goes, let me tell you, Chris, and I know they may disagree, and I know they're going to lie to you about me. They did the same thing with Silivia. They did the same thing with Aqua. They did the same thing with Nain. All of them. Everybody who's not in the place anymore, good chance that they ran him out of town. I mean, literally, everybody that has been kicked out of the place, good chance that they have been ran out of town by them. I mean, Chris, you should have seen the red flags from the very start when they started going after Caden and Praetor. That was the first issue. I mean, behind the scenes...
Yeah, I definitely noticed that.
Behind the scenes, they've been slut-shaming Annie Renee of Praetor. Like, again, same with me. I criticize her for her decisions. But Nova and Megan take it to another level. There is literal jealousy over your attention, Chris.
Wait a minute. Just... They directly attacked Annabelle?
Yes, they did. Again, so did I, but they took it to another level. They attacked literally everyone in that group. Chris.
Okay, I am feeling a bit of rising anger within me right now just from hearing that and realizing that. I'm obviously trying to keep myself under control right now, but it's like my aura is between orange and red.
Now, Chris, if you want anything that, like, if there's anything I could really tell what to do right now, here's what I'm thinking you should do.
I'm listening.
I want you to quietly get out of the place, and I'll give you a new Discord server to let you go into where you can express yourself. In fact, because here's the thing. The Watchmen are on the brink of collapsing.
Oosh.
Like, literally, behind the scenes, it's on the brink of collapsing. Like, they don't want you to know because they sort of want to keep this long train, like, ongoing. And the thing is, Chris, is this is my philosophy regarding you, all right? Even though I may disagree with the things you may do, I mean, such as Praetor, I strongly disagree with your dealings with them. But you know what I think of, like, literally at the end of the day? It's not my business. Chris. You are your own person. You are a full-grown adult. And you should never, ever let anybody dictate your activities.
Right on.
Don't let Megan, don't let Nova, don't let Bismuth, like, dictate anything that you do. Like, don't listen to them. You're not... You're better than that, right?
Yes.
Same thing with me. And, you know, the thing is, was that just like you, I took orders from Bismuth. Him and I are both California boys. Him and I were, like, literally, like, hanging out in, like, VCs all the time. Like, we were close, man. Like, it was extraordinary. Like, it was amazing, like, of how long we lasted. Like, he lasted longer than most of my friendships, like, in my life. Like, it's unbelievable that some stranger from the internet would last longer than some of my IRL, like, friendships. But...
Not here. And I do emphasize, especially considering my, friendships lasting as long as they have. But that's a whole different kettle of fish compared to yours, anyway.
And Chris, by the way, I mean, the thing is, was that, remember when I got kicked out of the place one time in December? Remember? By any chance?
Right. Yeah.
You see, Chris, I feel like from the very start, they wanted to get rid of me. They really did. Mm. Because it was either because I was garnering too much attention from you compared to them. And it's more because, like, I prefer to, like, get along with you a lot more than, like, yeah. Everybody agrees with my stance that I got backstabbed by Bismuth. And Megan and Nova were trying to cover his ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a big betrayal, Chris. And you need to get away from these people. You need to distance yourself away from people that are just using you as bait. In fact, that's what they've been doing all the time. They've been using you to find, like, people that say, hey, you interested in Chris Chan? Come to our server. Then they get emotionally close with the people, like, for example, Silivia, Aqua, and Nain. And guess what happens? They either get doxxed, or they ran them out of town, like, out of fear.
Yeah. What's up with, I mean, obviously they had their own crazy intentions, or who knows, maybe they were being controlled by somebody else. I mean, that's a whole different kettle of fish than I would have to meditate to look further into. But yeah, don't worry. This remains between you and me and all that. I will meditate on this, and I'll decide how to graciously bow out of the old group.
Now, Chris, if you're going to leave, leave quietly. Do not say a single word. Don't, like, make a sudden move. And unless they go after me, okay? I will tell you then, okay? Because Solivia will tell you, because Solivia's on my side.
All right.
In a way, Chris, this is a coup d'etat, but this is necessary. Not just to protect myself, but most importantly, to protect you.
Yes.
And, Chris, listen, I know this sucks, because these three were your friends for a while now.
Yes, they were.
And those voice clips should tell you literally everything. If you want, you could download them and replay them. And you know what, Chris? Why not? I'm going to give you the full uncensored call. This was on June 21st, 2021. This was held just 3 days ago before I decided to talk with you tonight. And this is very disturbing information. So if you ever get the time, you can review the whole call. But, man. And they were watching a movie about Adolf Hitler. Like, and you know, behind the scenes, Chris, Megan, Nova, and Bismuth are racist. They're racist. They're racist. They're bigoted. They're homophobic, despite the fact that they are gay themselves. Like, all of them. They're, like, self-hating gays. They don't like Jews. They don't like black people. They don't like Mexicans. And they were even messing around with me because of my own ethnicity, because I am white and Asian. Even though, despite the fact that Bismuth is white and Asian himself. Like, it's, like, self-hatred at this point. And then you have, like, you know Peachy, right?
Right.
I'm afraid it's too late. Peachy probably believes everything that Bismuth is telling him or her right now.
Hmm.
Because Peachy is trans, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Peachy is dating Bismuth. And, you know, originally at first I was like, you know what, okay, why not? But after what happened to me lately, I'm like, oh my god, Peachy is in big danger.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Have you talked with her directly?
Yes, and Peachy has unfriended me on Discord, literally. Like, it's gotten to the point where I unfortunately believe that Peachy has been successfully manipulated by Bismuth. Sort of like how I was manipulated for 2 years. And, you know, Chris, like, you want to know how far he got, like, to literally, like, you want to know how bad much damage, like, he literally did?
Like, quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, he's literally causing me a lot of stress right now. Like, he doxed my name. He showed my Facebook profile. He showed my real-life pictures. I mean, I'm going to show you this one screenshot. And this is just the final nail in the coffin of how far he would go, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Chris, this was on June 18th, last week. And also, a little side note, these are real-life pictures of me, so I may look a little different, though, now, but yeah, these are real-life pictures of me. Just give me a second. I'll load it up. So here we go. This is him doxing me on lolcow.org.
Weesh.
That's me.
Hey, I gotta say, you're a real handsome fellow.
Just keep that between you and I, right?
Right. My lips are sealed.
So, Chris, now that I got everything presented to you, there's one last thing I want to ask you before then we get to the closing thing.
Okay.
Do you want me to go public about what happened? At least, not, of course, the call with you, but the call will come a little later. I might release this call a little later on, but would you give me the green light to show the information about Bismuth on the site that I'm having my friend publish information about him? Because there's a lot of disturbing things about Bismuth that he has hidden for you for a while now, and I was just wondering if I could get your blessing to carry out this thing.
You have it. You have my blessing.
Thank you, Chris.
Just go on good timing, follow your heart and follow your instincts. Don't jump the gun. Don't do things too early. Know that if you upload something or you're about to and it feels wrong, then it's not the right time. But if it feels right or if it feels neutral, then right on. That's the right time.
Well, Chris, I had over like a week or so to really think about this since June 17th or 18th. And it's been like 4 days since that call. I mean, I made up my mind. I talked with a lot of people and they were convinced themselves in Discord DMs. It was him.
Yeah.
So, now, Chris, before I go and let you go, because I'll let you go, by the way, and then let you enjoy the rest of your night, but before I do, I sort of, like, want to hear your closing thoughts on everything that you just heard.
Well, among which, definitely my surprising to my conscience and mindset and whatnot, but then also kind of rather expected because I foresaw events like this and I had a deja vu moment just a minute ago literally while you were talking. But then I also appreciate the fact that the toxic individuals are being revealed unto me at the right time, so then the right people that are more suited, more appropriate, more accurate for my needs as fate and destined, as you are proving, as you are following that trend on your own time and whatnot, it's all working out. I see the signs. Everything's continuing on as foreseen, planned, destined, and everything. So you
foresaw this happening.
Yeah, but it's been saved in my backup save files. It was not in my conscious while talking to you tonight, but then the further along we went in this conversation, the foresight, they came back. And of course, I felt the deja vu moment.
Chris, by any means, does this remind you of anything that has happened to you in the past, like on the internet?
Not to this much extent. Obviously, you could say I was doxxed a number of times before, but that was like tame compared to all this, because obviously everything about me was already on the internet. I mean, hell, you remember when Mr. C was like, hey, we live at 14 Branchland Court. I go to Burger King every morning about 9 a.m. So if you want to talk to us, come on down. We'll be happy to talk with you over a cup of coffee.
Now, Chris, you can also tell Caden, Prater, that they can leave the place as well.
Right. I'll be sure to relay that message to him discreetly.
Tell him he can leave, and, are you gonna leave? Because I plan on leaving, too.
I'll bow out soon enough, but I'm definitely gonna keep it quiet, especially since my activity has been consistently off of Discord.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. You probably should not talk to Megan, Nova, and Bismuth anymore, because, like I said, there's probably going to be a good chance that they'll manipulate you, as they did with me for years. And it's just like, I just don't think it's worth being in the server anymore. And there's and I'm going to blow the whistle. There's another part of the place that they don't want you to see. It's like a more of like a private section. And it's just, it's terrible stuff. Like, it's horrifying. Like, it's basically like a massive echo chamber. Now, Chris, I want you to... I have, like, a funny thing to say, because this is all being recorded right now, right? And this might get released to the public one day. Because here's the thing, Chris. Many people on Kiwi Farms and on this random site, lolcow.org, which you probably don't care about, hate Bismuth. They all think he's sort of, like, he's cringe. They all think he's a spurg. And they think of him as a terrible poster and just someone who can't take criticism. And, you know, I was just wondering, just for funny, like, sake, can you say fuck Bismuth in this call?
Well, Not in a total aspect, because he does have room for improvements. The three of them, they do have room for improvements. But obviously, at this point, they would have to do a whole bunch of meditating, soul-searching, self-healing, and self-loving to fully get through all that. And that, for them, I do believe upon each of them, especially Kyle, would take quite a while.
Kyle's an asshole. I'm just going to say it explicitly right now. He's an asshole. My God. And you could even tell in that... I mean, literally, watch the VC. He literally tries to interrupt the conversation. And he says, oh, take it to Discord DMs. You know what happened, by the way? I did DM Bismuth in DMs, right after this whole call. Or, during the call to see if he can, sort of counter my claims that he did dox me. And, want to know what he did?
He denied it.
He did nothing. He didn't reply. He didn't say a single word despite him being at the call at the same time. When he could have easily went and logged in into his Discord account and show me, his own evidence to defend himself. And, literally, that VC and that moment was, hit the last chance. That was, his last chance to prove to me that he did nothing wrong. And he said nothing. Nothing. I showed him all the screenshots of the activities of all the accounts, and he said nothing.
He said nothing.
What does that tell you, Chris?
Well, aside from caring and whatnot, being empathetic, at this point, I can definitely say it, even with a little bit of jest. Fuck Bismuth.
Once we get off this call, a war is going to start between me and him. And it's going to be messy. And until the time is right, you can take a stance, but this is a war that I don't want you to publicly take a side in. But I know very well that you have taken my side along with the other former Watchmen. And by the way, that new server that you're in will replace the place. Get it? Replace the place?
Yes. replace Game and Abby place. Except that got replaced by chocolate.
So obviously it's empty for now. But in the long run, though, you can talk with Sylvia, you can talk with me, you can talk with Hedgehog and Anaxis, and whoever might join later down the line. But here's the thing, Chris. This is my strategy for you going forward.
Right.
I will not dictate anything that you do in your life, even if I may be you shouldn't be doing this. I mean, even if I give out my opinion on what you do, Chris, I'm not going to stop you from doing what you want. Even if it kills you, it's your decision to make, not mine.
I appreciate that. I really do.
You're not the Chris from 10 plus years ago. I know that. And you know that.
Yes.
You're not the same Chris from long ago. And you've grown. You've improved. You've grown immune to many of the insults, obviously. I mean, it's usually the same shit that's being said to you, right? Get help! Oh, get a job! Literally. Same old bullshit.
Yeah, same old bullshit. Hey, get a job. Well, I'll tell you what you could do. Undo the pandemic.
And
that's what I would think and say. I would think and want to say them every time I read get a job. There's somebody sent me a penny on PayPal a couple of days ago, and they were like, get a job. And this was after that tweet said about money recently. I did.
Now, Chris, when I, again, another thing is that I'll be taking a break for a while. So, again, you could stay in the Quicken Friends server, but just be aware that I may not be active for quite some time because I'm trying to, for so long, try to avoid getting too caught up in the whole mess between me and him.
Right, and plus you're moving, so there's that too.
Well, I'm trying to hide. It's good to hide from a guy who's going after you.
Yeah.
It's, again, Chris, this is a total shame that we have the people that you were friends with for years turned out to be awful people. And
as I said, I've expected it. Or at least partially expected it upon not totally being able to consciously remember the visions, but going in, I knew there were going to be people that were going to be sorted out, that were the top six ones down the road, and this is the moment. This is the moment, and you've proven yourself. I'm proud of you. At this point, to prove myself, to redeem myself, to just update everybody's views about me, if anything, to show my genuine, my authenticity, and everything that even Don has shown and proven, verified, been able to understand for himself that he's put in Warhol Christian, that book, then yes, this is a very, very good thing.
Now, Chris, again, you should talk to Sylvia, like maybe after this, and maybe send a DM to Anaxis, letting him know about my situation, and maybe the American Hedgehog, maybe, if you can, and maybe link them that server, because here's the thing, Chris, they will listen to everything you say. Like, what you say goes. And, the fate is without you, the Watchmen collapse. Like, you're the reason why that group exists. And you're the reason why that server exists. And the thing is that if you leave, which I think you're probably going to do now that you've heard everything from me, and because I'm blowing the whistle to you right now, the whole place is going to collapse.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you probably know that. I mean, do you feel powerful now that you just heard that?
Yeah, I feel powerful. This is definitely amongst the ton. This is an iconic moment that just resonates and tells me, yep, Christine, this is a moment where you lead a portion of your flock along the paths that Desta has been destined, that has been foreseen unto you, and so on and so forth. And obviously, yeah, I'm kind of partially linked with the cosmos there as well in saying all that, because I'm streaming that memorized detail after I foresaw this like long time ago. Yeah. But then also, it was partially already conscious within me. So, and also with that, just a note for when you do put this part on the video, it's like, this is why I tend to stutter. It's mainly partially due to my autism, but on the other part, I'm constantly literally connected with the multiverse and the cosmos and everything. And the information stream that goes into my brain, it's like an old-fashioned video being loaded on AOL in 1990s. It takes a long time, or it gets constant interruptions and whatnot. And, yeah, that's why I tend to repeat myself. Like, yeah, what the heck? It's like, but, yeah.
It is what it is. That's just you. That's just you, Chris. Like, it's perfectly fine. Like, it doesn't matter, like, what other people may think. That's just how you act. That's just how you behave, and
yep.
It's that. And people, if they have a problem with it, well, too bad.
Too bad. Fuck them.
It's not their problem.
It is not their problem. It's my problem. It's my problem. It's my house. And if they don't like it, they can get out of my house.
There's another thing. We may have some people testifying. And you know, here's our thing. When was the last time you talked to Josh? Noel?
A few days ago. Essentially, long story short, the Apple details that the Apple data had gotten leaked, and some of my passwords got leaked. So I had to reset all my Twitter passwords, some of my Gmail, and a couple of others, even my Facebook. So yeah, but I found the details on the guy. I think it was like John, Billy Bob, something like that. I forget exactly. And his phone number was on there as well. So I relayed that information to Josh. Let him know that happened.
And another thing, so if he gets confused of who you're like talking about, because he does get confused from time to time, make sure you link him this profile, all right? It's banned right now, but link him this. You obviously can't see it anymore, but that was Bismuth's account on Kiwi Farms.
Right.
So just share him this if he doesn't know what you're talking about, and Josh will be like, oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. And then he'll tell you how he really feels.
Yeah, I feel certain that he will know what I'm talking about, but if he doesn't, I will copy and paste this link.
Okay. All right, Chris. All right. I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a good night. And right. Pray for me, man.
Continue strong, my fierce lion messenger.
Thank you.
You rock, Neko. You rock so much, and I give you lots of love.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll let you go. You be safe.
You too. Have a good night, Chris.
You too. And we'll talk again soon enough. Bye now.
I hope.